the Father. In today's gospel text, the word Father, capital letters, referring to God the Father, is present 12 times in 7 verses. Very important, obviously, but today, because it is the feast of Saint Joseph the Worker, the adopted father of Jesus, I'd like to focus for a few moments on Jesus' other father, on Saint Joseph, his human father. We know from the scriptures and from the data that Saint Joseph was a carpenter. The word, as you investigated 2,000 years ago, has two wings to it. One is, he may have been a carpenter, someone who worked with wood, who made wood gadgets, wood objects, put roofs on houses, made tables, made chairs, made lintels, made doors. The other side is a Greek word they call a tekton. He may have been a stonemason. It's unclear as to whether they were separate jobs or sometimes people put them together in one job. If you got a contract, you did both works. In terms of social status, there's again some ambiguity. Some people say the carpenters, the stonemasons were slightly lower than peasants. Others say, no, they were the elite among the peasants. They were higher up because they had more challenging and more difficult jobs. To be a carpenter, the time of Jesus is to love wood, to go out into the forest and cut down the oak and the ohm and the cedar. I have a priest friend who lives near Lindsay, Monsignor Mopolito, who is retired now. But even while he was working, he has a lovely wood shop, and he just makes all sorts of things for the church bazaars and gatherings. When you went into and still go into his wood shop, the smell of freshly cut wood stays, at least with me, for a long time. What a wonderful gift, talent, and hobby. Well, there are all kinds of other sorts of different workers. I can speak to you in some ways. You know, I come from the city of Hamilton. Steel workers. When I grew up, that was the central part of the city. You could even walk down parts towards the north end of Hamilton, and from the gates, you could see the blast furnaces going out. The street that went down to Stelco, Ottawa Street in Hamilton, was the first place that Tim Hortons built his coffee shop to service the men and women who were going 7 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 11 o'clock in shift works to get a coffee or to get sandwiches. It's not just, though, the construction workers and the steel workers I'm thinking about. I don't want to exclude anybody. Think of all the women you know who did the unpaid so-called work at home that for so long kept and made our society thrive. I know every September my mom and my aunt would get together, and for 2 whole days they would can tomatoes, fresh tomatoes, and put them together and cook them, and using old beer bottles put a top on them, and that was the spaghetti sauce that was, in those days, that's how you prepared it. You kept it over for the winter. And as always, in the city of Toronto, when I worked at the cathedral, there were day labor shops, women got outside and they waited, and if there were work, they got picked up for labor. All of that speaks to something that's very important in our lives, and it's something deeply Jesus knew. Don't forget, he was an apprentice. He learned from his father. When he used images, he said, when you build a house, don't build it on sand. You've got to build it on rock. And he's speaking from experience. He obviously, I think, made yoke for oxen. And he cautioned us about stumbling blocks, stones that got in the way. And he said, what is crucial to building a house or a building is the cornerstone. And if it's flawed, the whole house comes tumbling down. All of which Jesus applied to his father's house, to the kingdom of God that he himself was building. And he got all that skill from Saint Joseph. He learned from Joseph how to use his hands to do something. He obviously spoke a couple of languages because he was a carpenter, a trader. He's a deeply pious man, and that I think he got from his father. It's his father who taught him about the piety of the Father. And I add this further speculation. If Jesus treated women with such grace and such equality and such dignity, I think a large part of that came from his father. We need to enhance the dignity of work today to continue. Yes, it's in transition because of the new technology, and people must be provided with jobs and work to accommodate that new technology. I speak, I hope, on behalf of all people who suffer mental illness. They need work too. They need the dignity of work. And maybe part of the thing is that the people who are looking for new work as social workers can begin to provide and teach people with mental health challenges. Everybody, says Pope Francis, needs some work to give meaning into their lives and purpose. And so the dignity of work, the dignity of St. Joseph, who's the father, it's not just based on a patriarchy. We learn through time from those who are the leaders how to do things, and then it becomes a relationship. Jesus was in relationship with his Father, and the Father and Jesus were in relationship to God, and together all those fathers work to build up the kingdom of God. Would you join with me, please, and we'll offer our prayers and petitions to the Lord. For those in the